Welcome, hello everyone. Lovely to see you and to be together. To be together as the same reality, the same awareness, the same consciousness. Sharing this beautiful dream of the humanity, world, body, mind, inviting ourselves to the understanding that we are one, we are this one reality. This formless awareness, this beauty, this magnificence, awakening and understanding that there is one reality, that this body mind activity is our play, our creation, our exploration. There are infinite world body minds, but one reality. And I refers to this one reality. So we invite our entire being to recognize and to rest. In this open awareness, to float, to be free. To recognize its freedom. So there is a sort of realignment of the body mind with this profound, silent presence. No personal intention. Nothing being pursued. Because a recognition of yourself. As this formless presence is sufficient. And this presence is impersonal. There is no ownership. as a result of this understanding, there is a profound relaxation. Life is a sort of a flow, a harmonious there is no separation. Nothing at stake. There's no danger. And your sense of being expands in all directions. You are no longer here and not there. Rather, you are everywhere and nowhere. The entire universe is your being. Thoughts appear to you. They appear from you. You being the universal beingness. You being this ordinary reality. Which is infinite creativity. The world is revealed to you, all its shapes and colors and sounds, an extension of the senses. Without any separation, you take on the form of the sky and the ocean, the wind, the sunshine, without any separation. You appear to be in the world, but in fact, the world is in you. You, this wondrous consciousness, awareness. We are the thinker of all thoughts. The one perceiver. Separate perceivers are just a belief, not an experience. We never actually experience a separation, although we may believe that we do and feel that we do. That's just an interpretation, mental interpretation, because in this moment and every moment, you are not two. Nothing is apart from yourself. So as we let go of the belief in separation, everything is revealed to be as one reality. There is no personal thinker. Because in this moment, that which perceives a thought, a sensation, is this borderless awareness. Not a personal perceiver, thinker. All power belongs to the source. It is from the source, which is not a manifestation, that all manifestations arise. So our experience of what we refer to as our personal experience of world, body, mind arises from the source and is known, perceived, created, and simultaneously perceived by you. You is only one true, one real you, I, one consciousness. It is so. So we do not perceive problems. That belongs to the wrong narrative, the wrong model of being a personal subject, a personal entity. But recognizing ourselves is this amazing consciousness, recognizing itself. This formless presence. There are no problems. But due to our ignorance of our true nature, we are habituated to problems. But we go directly to no. It's all settled, all is well. Boom. Done deal. Yes. The past is released. Our imaginary hold, our stubborn, habitual hold on the past. Is released in that understanding, in our interest, in truth, in living truth, being truth. When you look for a personal thinker, you only find thoughts and beliefs. The personal thinker is a belief. The personal doer is a belief. But wherever we look, we don't find it. We only find the belief. The belief comes hand in hand with the feeling. The feeling of being limited, of being a personal thinker and doer. But that feeling is just an appearance in the spaciousness of awareness. You see. Aha. No issues. Nothing to worry about. Nothing to fix. All is well. In God's kingdom, our kingdom, all is well. So, if you have any questions, anything that you would like to explore, make sure you unmute yourself. Any questions?